interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of WrestleFania, the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. I am Brandon. Last night was WWE Survivor Series. Now, usually here at WrestleFania, we do not do a follow-up show to any pay-per-view. In fact, we've never done one, ever, in the history of this podcast. I felt the need, however, to record my thoughts about what I saw last night. Because after the main event of Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, I gotta be honest, I have no fucking clue what I watched. Now, I'm not one of those fans that bashes creative. I criticize the product at times. I definitely make fun of the product a lot of the times. But at the end of the day, I love the product, and I do not find enjoyment in nitpicking and attacking something that ultimately I enjoy watching. But last night, I witnessed the worst booked main event in the history of WWE pay-per-views. What the fuck was that garbage? For those of you who did not watch Survivor Series and have managed to somehow stay off of social media for the last 24 hours, let me fill you in. After all the hype, the match lasted 1 minute and 25 seconds. Brock Lesnar got in zero offense, zero defense. Goldberg won in a complete squash. Why? It makes absolutely zero sense. I immediately went on my Twitter at WrestleBrand after the main event, ranted and raved. It was just the most mind-boggling, nonsensical thing that the WWE could have done, in my opinion. And the internet wrestling fans, the IWC, if you will, that seem to hate everything the WWE does creatively, that nitpick things like Rusev getting speared by Goldberg on Raw, a lot of these fans seem to think that WWE made a good booking choice. I found myself last night, drunk, defending my point of view. That was surprising to me, because this should be obvious to anybody who has ever watched professional wrestling that this was a badly booked match. The WWE has spent the last 3 years or so building Brock Lesnar up into an unstoppable monster. He has steamrolled over every WWE main eventer on the roster right now. He dominated John Cena. He dominated Randy Orton. He dominated Dean Ambrose. He dominated Seth Rollins. He dominated Roman Reigns. And of course, all this happened after he dominated The Undertaker and ended the streak. This is a guy who decided he's going to go to UFC for one match, and he dominated Mark Hunt in a legitimate fight. This is the biggest draw that WWE has. This is their biggest moneymaker. Love him, like him, hate him. He is their biggest draw. And they jobbed him out in a squash match that lasted 1 minute and 25 seconds to a man who has not wrestled in 12 years and is 49 years old. What kind of fucking sense does that make? Because in that minute 25 seconds, in my eyes, you ruined Brock Lesnar. You ruined the biggest moneymaker that you have. And in the process, you buried the rest of your roster. I never thought it was possible for the WWE to bury somebody like The Undertaker or John Cena, but they accomplished it last night. And this is nothing against Goldberg. Goldberg is a future Hall of Famer. He is a living legend. He deserves the big money that he made to come back less than a Survivor Series. He deserves a high-profile match against somebody like Brock Lesnar. But that match he had against Brock Lesnar was garbage. Listen, I like Brock Lesnar. I'm a Brock Lesnar fan. I'm not that much of a mark, though, where I'm going to bitch and whine because a wrestler I like lost a match. Who cares? It's wrestling. But I will bitch and whine about the booking of him losing this match. You see, I'm trying to process this today, and I'm thinking of a million different situations where both men come out looking good. Everybody expected Brock Lesnar to win last night in a Survivor Series. If you said you thought Goldberg was going to win, you are a liar. Everybody thought Goldberg was back for one match. It was to promote WWE 2K17. Brock Lesnar would get the win, move on to his next big money match. Turns out, Goldberg's staying around. From reports I read today, he's supposed to be at the Royal Rumble, and it looks like maybe we'll be setting up a Brock Lesnar-Goldberg rematch at WrestleMania 33. And I'll get to that in a moment. I'll get to share my opinion about that in a moment. So if he's staying around and you want Goldberg to win, you want him to actually go over Brock Lesnar, that in and of itself is shocking to people. Him winning last night was enough of a surprise. He did not have to go in and destroy the biggest moneymaker in a minute and 25 seconds. Now, some people might be saying, well, that is Goldberg. He is the king of the squash match. He goes in, he spears, he jackhammers, he's done. Well, guess what? It's no longer 1999. It's no longer WCW Monday Nitro. And his opponent last night was not fucking Hugh Morris or Glacier. It was fucking Brock Lesnar. The biggest moneymaker, the biggest draw in the WWE today. You want Goldberg to win? Fine. Protect Brock Lesnar in the process. Have Brock Lesnar destroy Goldberg for the entire match. Suplex after suplex after suplex. F5 after F5 after F5. And guess what? Goldberg is unstoppable. He's getting up after everything. He's kicking out of all the F5s. He's kicking out of this. He's kicking out of that. He is a man determined to not stay down, to not quit. He fights back. Spear, jackhammer, gets the win. At least Brock Lesnar looked strong in the process. Or protect Brock Lesnar even more. Have him dominate. And then have a screw job finish. Or have a competitive back and forth match. But do something that makes Brock Lesnar look semi-strong. That at least attempts to protect his character. I was talking to my brother earlier today, who is a fellow wrestling nerd. He watched it this morning, and his reaction was the same as mine. And neither of us could make sense of it. We're texting back and forth, trying to make sense of this nonsense. And we are unable to. But he made a good point. He said, even if you're going to have a squash match, even if Brock Lesnar is going to lose to Goldberg in a minute and 25 seconds, have Goldberg beat the crap out of him after the bell and get some heat back. All right, he made a mistake. Goldberg capitalized. He won really quick. But now Brock Lesnar's not staying down. He's a man possessing. He's destroying Goldberg in front of his family. Tell me a story. Tell me a story where both men can look strong. But instead you gave me a shitty squash match where your biggest moneymaker got destroyed and your entire roster got buried. Listen, I am trying to be open-minded about this. I'm recording this before Raw, the next night. I'm willing to see where this goes, even though I think I know where it goes, as I mentioned before. Looks like it's leading up to Goldberg coming back at the Royal Rumble, Brock Lesnar costing him the match, that's setting up a third match at WrestleMania 33. And if that rematch happens, even if Brock Lesnar wins, really who the fuck cares? Why am I going to tune into WrestleMania 33 to see a match that could potentially be over in a minute and 25 seconds? And why are we having a rubber match when Goldberg has won twice already? See, you need to have... people always bitch about the 50-50 booking, but you need that 50-50 booking if you're going to do a trilogy, if you're going to do Lesnar-Goldberg 3. Now, I've mentioned in the last couple of WrestleManias that the fall is usually a dry spell as far as quality in wrestling goes. I usually, as a fan, because I'm so busy with life and marriage and this and that, I usually honestly start checking out around October, November a little bit. Not watching Raw and SmackDown as much, if at all. I'm watching the pay-per-views, I'm reading the results online, but I'm not as fully immersed in the product as I normally am. It's sort of my off-season. And then the holidays are always throwaway shows. And then it's January and you build back up for the Royal Rumble, then it's the road to WrestleMania, then it's WrestleMania. It's the best time of year for us wrestling fans. So, I give the WWE credit for doing something that gets people talking. Because everybody's talking about this. And this is the perfect time of year to get people talking, because as a wrestling fan, there's not usually much to talk about in the fall going to the holidays. But people would still be talking if you did not bury your biggest moneymaker. I'm not really sure what else to say about this. I would love to do a future episode after things play out on WWE TV and revisit this topic. See if I feel the same way. See if I feel the same anger and confusion as a wrestling fan. Because part of it, too, is that if you are paying money for pay-per-view, I mean, granted, it's on the WWE Network. We pay a flat rate of $9.99 a month. But still, I'm paying money to get these pay-per-views, and you're hyping up this mega match. I believe they even called it a mega match last night. That was a minute and 25 seconds long. Whenever I have paid money in the past for like a major UFC fight, I'm always bummed and pissed and feel a little ripped off when the world title match does not make it past the first round because it's one punch and done. That's how I felt last night. But the beautiful part of being a wrestling fan is that that should never happen in a pay-per-view main event, because you decide what is going to happen as the booker. It is not real life. It is not a real fight. So I feel ripped off as a fan. I feel confused as a fan. And maybe I'll look back on this at WrestleMania time and think, you know what? It worked out well. And I'll eat these words I'm saying. But I'm going to go on record right now as saying this was the worst booked main event in WWE pay-per-view history. I'm really interested to hear what all you have to say. I've already had a lot of interactions with various fans on Twitter. But please tweet me at Russell Brand, especially if you think this was a good decision. I want to know why you think this was a good decision by WWE. I truly do. So please send me your tweets at Russell Brand. Follow the podcast at WrestleFania Pod. Follow my usual co-host, Mike, at Wrestle Watcher. Hopefully, next time I record this, I'm not as confused and angry. Till next time. Peace. Fans not experts.